Sound of the City.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.
When the story of Margaret Cash and her children sleeping rough in Tallaght station hit the news last week, it caused national outrage. People were horrified. But then when people in the media dug a little deeper into the story, some of that sympathy turned to anger, if we're to be quite honest. Questions were being asked, which people are entitled to do. Why a woman would have seven children when she has no steady income and no permanent roof over her head? Why are people having such big families when they don't have the means to provide an adequate life for their children? And that's what we want to focus on today, not on the case of Margaret Cash, okay? Because we dealt with that last week. But in general, the view that if you don't have a job that can provide a stable life for a big family, don't have a big family. Don't live beyond your means and don't go out and have five, six or seven children and then complain that the government isn't doing enough to help you. As I said, we don't want to focus on that woman. I want to talk more generally. But this was the view that was expressed by many people over the weekend, and in particular Nathan, who posted this on our Facebook page. Have a listen to this. I'm sick to my back teeth of paying taxes to support people who never heard of family planning. Me and my wife both work full-time and have good jobs. We'd love five children, but guess what? We don't have five, because we can't afford them, that's why. Stop having baby after baby when you can't afford to look after them. The only people who suffer, as we saw this week, are the children. It's selfish to bring children into the world that you can't support and then expect the state to support. I am absolutely fuming, says Nathan. And I would love to hear from you on this on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp us on 0877 98 98 98. As I said, this isn't about that particular woman, Margaret Cash. This is in general about people who can't afford lots of children having lots of children. If you were in that situation, I'd love to hear from you on 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp your opinion to 0877 98 98 98. Karen, I'm going to talk to you straight after the break, but you believe that parents in this sort of situation need help and are doing their best.
Yeah, I do, Adrian. I think that basically it's just a divide and conquer issue, that instead of helping each other, and that is the people who are out working, who are trying to struggle with rent, who also have kids, should be getting help as well. That it shouldn't be just crucifying this particular woman and her situation, because there's more types of families involved in the same situation.
Stephen, you're on 98 FM. Hi, Stephen.
How you doing?
Good, thanks, Stephen. What did you want to say on this?
I had to move to Dundalk nearly 6 years ago to get out of Dublin because of the rent, and I was working.
Mm-hmm.
I'm paying now €1,500 a month tax. I don't get help. My woman was getting social welfare, but because I earned so much, she took a lot of money off her. And we're living week to week. I have two kids. I have a three-month-old baby there now, and I haven't been out in 6 months, nearly 6 months, saving up for the house, saving up for everything else. And everybody else around me is on council lists and getting council houses, and I'm nowhere. I got refused the mortgage off the bank twice because of too much outgoing in my bank. And I said to the bank, I'm renting. What can I do? And I'm hearing everybody around me now is getting this and getting everything handed to them, and they're just doing nothing. And I'm just fed up. I feel like giving up work, because I feel like
really?
I get more if I give it up.
You feel that strongly about it? That
I feel like I could give up work and I could probably get more money.
You will come under pressure to get work. That's the problem. And how some people manage to languish on welfare for years without ever getting a job, I don't know. But there is an awful lot more pressure now than there ever used to be to get off welfare. But so what is your reaction to what Nathan sent in to us? And he's annoyed that some people who can't afford children have five and six and seven kids, and then others like himself, who's out working, can't have more than two because he can't afford more than two.
Could
you afford more than two children?
Oh, here, if I could have more, I'd have more. And like, we're struggling with two at the moment. Well, we're not struggling, we're living, but we're not living beyond our means now or anything the way other people have been doing. But it's not right what's going on in Ireland at the moment. It's just not right. Like, I'm not racist or anything like that. And if you do try and bring out the, oh, well, foreigners are getting houses before this person, that person, it's happening. And people just need to agree with it that it is happening. I'm on the council since October 2009. It's 26th of October 2009, and I have not been offered a house.
All right, stay there for 1 second, Stephen, if you can, please. 6797981 is our telephone number. You can text or WhatsApp the programme, 0877-989898. Now, Karen, just to go back to you for a second, you were saying there before the break that people who are in this situation, who are struggling with many kids and so on, need help, not criticism.
Yeah, but as well as that, I empathise and completely agree with Stephen. Stephen should be getting help. He shouldn't be in that situation either. It shouldn't be the case that we don't help one part of society and punish the other. We should all be getting a bit of help. He should be getting help with his circumstances.
Mm.
As well as that, all his money is going on rent now. How is he meant to be able to get a deposit to get a house and the houses are unaffordable?
No,
if
he probably
he probably never will be.
But it's a sad state of affairs. It's a sad state of affairs when you hear a father of two saying, I'd nearly think of giving up work because he might be better off.
And to be honest, that's unrealistic because he wouldn't actually be better off, believe it or not. You are actually in a worse position when you're not. And as for the amount of kids, again, you could be in a position where you have five kids and you can afford five kids and then your work comes crashing down and then all of a sudden you're not. And then you have the situation of unplanned. There's also people for religious reasons, they don't do contraception and they have a lot of children. Who are we to step back and then penalise them when they end up in a situation where they need help? Instead, we should be looking at the children and saying, how do we help them so that when they get older, when they get to our age, that they're contributing to society and they don't end up in the pitfalls from their generations?
Mm.
I think we need to start looking at the children and their future rather than attacking each other and saying, well, actually, I'm worse off and they're getting all the help. Instead, we should be saying, right, how can we help?
OK, do we not have a problem here in Ireland where it comes to the amount of money that we pay out for lone parents' allowance? And I'll give you an example. If a lone parent has four children, yeah, they will get an allowance of $31.80 per child plus $198. That's €325 a month if you've just got four children. Now, the point being that it's actually financially beneficial to have more children because you get more money. That's
at the same time, it costs a lot of money to survive these days. And as well as that, I think stand back, look at the bigger picture. Either you have these children in poverty and then they don't actually achieve anything in their own lives and they don't contribute, or else you help these people, you help the children, and then all of a sudden you're going to have a better society down the line.
Okay, but do you get it all?
The person that's treating you in the hospital is someone who came from a parent on social welfare.
Okay, but do you not get how people get so annoyed about this that they see some families with four and five and six kids that they clearly can't afford, and then they are out working morning, noon and night and struggling?
I can completely understand, but there's not actually, the majority of families aren't five and six. The majority of families are tend to be one, two, three.
Hmm.
It's just the only people who would actually get out into the media are people who seem to be open to criticism. The average family who fall in hard times, who have two children, are kind of hiding because they know society is going to attack and crucify and say, oh, you're on social welfare. You don't deserve our help. No one is willing to put themselves out there because they're too afraid of the public criticism and exactly what's happening to this lady.
Okay, but should we do? Should we do then?
Isn't great.
Should we do what they do in some other countries? And if you have more than two children, for example, and I'd love to know how people feel about this. If you have more than two children and you're on lone parents' allowance, although that's not what it's called now, it's called the one parent family payment. If you're in receipt of that, should there be a cut-off that if you've three or four or five kids, you don't get any extra money for them?
So basically what you're saying is because there's more children, well, then you're all going to suffer and you're going to end up in worse poverty. How's that helping?
We're saying don't have more children because you're not going to get any more money for them. So it's not worth your while.
It was about trying to figure out a way to make the children and perhaps the person help them into society, help them to make a betterment of society, as opposed to saying, okay, fair enough, your choice, live in a state of poverty. That's not going to help anyone. It's not going to help the children. It's not going to help what they're going to turn into. And it's definitely not going to help us as a society.
Would it not make people be a little bit more responsible?
I doubt it, because people are going to make their decisions regardless of that. It's not going to make people, it's not going to do that. All it's going to do is it's going to make the worst worse.
Okay, stay there for a second, because Frank, I was talking a moment ago about whether or not we should limit the payment, the one parent family payment, and stop increasing it every time you have a child. You've an opinion on this, do you?
Hello, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, it's the same. Yeah, I've said it to you before. I just, you know, there should be a one child rule. You have one kid, the state will help you. When you have another one, and another one, and another one, you pay. Now, Karen, can I ask you a question, Karen?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? Yeah, there.
I don't want to criticize
you now. I mean, you have a good heart there. But listen, you're agreeing with all sides of the argument there that's being put to you. You're agreeing with everything. Like, you have to pick a side. And what I'm trying to say to you is, you're saying about society helping people, Karen. When I was in school, Karen, I honestly don't remember now the teacher ever saying to me, when you leave school, Frank, the government's going to look after you. Now, I mustn't have been in that day, Karen. I must have been out walking or something. But what the point I'm trying to say is, Karen, now listen, you said there earlier, I was listening to you, and you put her across very well, about people's religions, that they believe in having so many kids. That's fine, Karen. And I'm a believer in people, he or she, praying to whatever God they like, when it doesn't interfere with other people, Karen. But unfortunately, it does when my taxpaying money is coming out to pay people. Now, at the moment, Karen, in this country, and I've said this to Adrian a few times, and I don't beat around the bush, right, and I don't hide behind anything. There's children in this country, 15 and 16 years of age, being tuitioned by parents to go out there and get pregnant and be on a list. It's a cash cow, Karen. It's seen as a cash cow. And let me tell you something, Karen. I'm not finished yet, Adrian. Karen's after being on for long enough now. And Karen, when you see a one child, you're doing nothing wrong introducing a one child payment scheme. All you're doing is helping the person out on the first rung of the ladder. It's up to them after that. As Adrian said there about going on to have another child, if you choose to have another child, Karen, you should know that it's up to you to pay for that child now and not other people. Now, Adrian, last week, I just want to finish on this. Last week, I can't criticise that girl that was last week in that newspaper.
No, I don't even want to talk about her today. Yeah.
I don't know her. But listen, I'll tell you what was highlighted there last week, unbeknownst to the person that took that photograph, let me tell you. They have awoken now a sleeping joint in the sense that they have highlighted something on one end that looks absolutely terrible. A person with seven kids is homeless. They've also highlighted now that people are starting to cop on and say, well, hold on a minute now. All these people are getting help and I'm getting nothing. That chap Stephen is 110% right in what he's saying. And getting back to that incident last week, Adrian, I was reading a thing over the weekend there online that one of these financial experts done a little survey, and I just want to finish on this. That a person in that lady's situation last week is on the average of 51,000 a year. When you factor in medical cards, a medical card for each child, doctor's visits, all the social welfare payments, all the rent payments, and everything else. Do you know how much, Adrian, me and you have to earn in this country to clear 51,000? I'd say about 110,000.
Yeah, not far off it, yeah. Yeah. I do understand the, you know, what people are complaining about, okay? And when you work out the figures that a lone parent with, for example, seven children might make, it make your eyes water, the amount of money that you can make. And Karen, you have to understand how that really frustrates somebody who's out working morning, noon and night.
Can I just get in on a few points there?
Yeah.
One is, again, we said we're not going to focus on this.
Correct, and I don't want to.
Let's take the average as a single mom or a two-parent family with two young children. let's go with that, because the average these days is actually two children. This is the extreme end. Certainly, I'm agreeing with everyone. I actually disagree on that. What I'm saying is we're back in the typical divide and conquer. There are a lot of money. There is a lot of money. It's spread with the people who have money. And then us two parts of society are all fighting with each other.
Mm. Okay, but
there
Karen,
is enough money to make it easier. And
Karen, hang on. The fact of the matter is, and I agree with you that, you know, a lone parent with seven children is rare, okay? And I accept that, okay?
Yeah.
But in a case like that, I'm just working this out as you were talking there. Before rent allowance, before medical cards, before anything, a person in that situation, a lone parent on in receipt of one parent family payment, between the payment and children's allowance, is going to get about €650 a week. Now, I know there are people listening to us right now who struggle to make that amount of money when they're out working. Do you not see how that has to annoy people?
If they were sitting there with six or seven children, I'm sure they'd be crying their eyes out that that's all that they have with all the outcomes. But again, we're talking about two children. And I just want to pick up a point that Frank's after making, which is that there's people there who are prepping their teenagers to go out and get pregnant to get in the social welfare system. My point here is, if we actually got in and helped those children, they could make their own decision. We have to look at the kids that are here now instead of getting upset and all angry about people having kids and not being able to support them. What we need to do is we need to get in to the kids that are there that aren't going away, and we need to make sure that they get the help.
Okay, that's fine, and I do understand.
Don't push them into poverty and forget about them.
Don't punish the children. Okay, but Frances, you wanted to get in on this. What did you want to say?
I do. I think Karen lives in a bubble, because we're all out working, and why is it my responsibility to pay for a family of seven or eight people? It just isn't right. I'm out working. My husband's out working. We have a son. We can't do everything that we want to do. And we're working. Half my wages is going on tax to sort out. Another thing that was highlighted last week is that woman was on the housing list for 11 years. She's 27, so she went on the housing list at 16. Somebody is milking something here, that we have people coming out of school or not going to school and applying to go on housing lists, when there are people that genuinely need them. Now, something has to give. Two kids, and after that, that's it. There has to be some sense of personal responsibility for people. And I don't care.
Karen, where does that personal responsibility kick in? That you have brought two or three or four or five or however many children into the world and can't financially provide for them.
But again, unfortunately, we are still focusing on this one case, the extreme. The majority
are not
that case. And I get you're out working and you're supporting, et cetera, et cetera. I do get that. But at the end of the day, the children that are there, that are in that system, that do have those families, do you want them to grow up and perhaps be the doctor in the hospital or the person in the nursing home for you when you get older? Or do you just want to push them into poverty and wait in 20 years when they come out and use that same circumstance?
And the cycle repeats itself.
You're coming from
exactly.
A socialist background.
So what do we do? Do we ignore it?
Frances, go on.
She's coming from a socialist background there, and that's not what this society is. We live in a capitalist society. Now, the help is there, and nobody would deny anybody any help that needs it. But enough is enough. People are milking the system.
Okay, but in your opinion, Frances, when are you milking the system? At what point?
You are milking the system when you are going out and you're having children that you personally cannot provide for and cannot...
But some people just fall on hard times.
Yes, and that's what social welfare is there, to help people on. But you have to help yourself.
Okay, do me a favour and stay in the line there for 1 second if you can, please. 6797981 is our telephone number. Jeremy's here with all of the text message and WhatsApp messages coming in to 0877 98 98 98.
Yeah, keep them coming in. We read out as many as we can. My God, there's a huge reaction to this. Nicola says, I couldn't agree more. I would love more children, but I'm a single mum and I have one son. I know if I had more than one child, that child would have to go without certain things. I work part-time and some weeks it's exhausting trying to juggle everything and give him the time that he deserves. Someone wants to have a go at you, Adrian. Why did 98FM even hire Adrian Kennedy? He's given that woman, Karen, too easy a time. Why don't you tackle her on the subjects?
I did tackle her on the subjects. And so have other callers. Go on.
I'm not saying it. I'm not, someone else saying it.
Yeah, go on.
These socialists would love people to sit at home all day and get money for nothing. It's an absolute disgrace. You never mentioned this one thing, says Gary. Where are the fathers in all these questions? Why don't the fathers pay towards their children? That is the problem here. A man can father five children and not pay a single penny towards any of them. That is a disgrace. And another one for that, a lot of people annoyed with Karen. That girl is living in a dream world. Giving the parents more social welfare, parents, is teaching the kids to sit at home, do nothing, and you'll get
okay,
everything.
But our argument is, what's the opposite of not helping is letting them live in poverty and then the whole cycle repeating itself in a generation.
Okay,
that's the problem.
Let's just address one more text. I know this is something that has come up over the last couple of weeks, and I know you have a big issue with it. And this is the Pope argument, the Pope being used for everything now. And this text message, is it okay to bring the Pope to Ireland at a cost of $20 million to the taxpayer for just 36 hours? This has happened over the last couple of weeks. People have been throwing out all sorts of made up figures about how much it's costing to bring the Pope. Can you address that, Adrian? Who's paying for the Pope visit?
There's been loads of fundraising done over the last couple of months to help fund. Now, I don't know precisely how much it's costing the state.
But it's not coming out of your your children's allowance money or your taxes or anything like that.
Rob, you're on Dublin's 98FM. How are you, Rob?
What's happening, lad?
Good, Rob. What did you want to say on this?
Look, I have no problem with people that have five or six children, all right, that are unemployed, where there's a man still around, where the husband or boyfriend might be still there, all right, and they just fell on hard times and they can't afford to live and they have to claim off the state. I have no problem with that. The problem I have is, when these men are fathering five and six children and they walk away and they can walk away scot-free and the government just let them walk away and don't target them, don't take any money off them, give them their full dole every week and let them off scot-free while the women claim off the state.
Or in some cases, they're actually out working. They're earning a wage. They're not
right, yes, absolutely. Or out working and they're getting away with paying their wage. Do you know, that's my problem, all right?
I wholeheartedly agree with you. It has always been one of my pet hates. I absolutely despise men who bring children 100%. Into the world and then think they can just piss off and not pay a penny for them
And father other children.
Yeah.
Have other children and they'll keep reproducing. What needs to happen is the government implements something where they take their weak wages off them, give it to the kids, and they'll stop having kids. They have not much to live. Like, I have no problem, Adrian, with a man and a woman there that are unemployed, that have five.
And I don't think that's even what this conversation is about. This conversation is more about, for want of a better expression, career parents who set about to have babies as a career, as a means of income.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you what really annoys me as well, Adrian, with the government. Like, if the richest people in the country claim a children's allowance, they're entitled to it. There's no cut off. You know what I mean?
That is true. Again, the reason that is paid as a global payment across the board is so that no child is discriminated against, that all children are equal in the eyes of our law, including the children of the rich.
We'll go back to the comment that the other woman said then, was that, and you actually suggested it yourself, Adrian, as well, that the more children, there should be a cap when you have children. Sure, if you have three children and you go on to have another two, you can't discriminate against them too, and they don't get a weekly payment, you know?
All right, stay there for a second. Sarah, you're on 98FM. Hiya, Sarah.
Hi, Adrian.
Sarah, why are you so annoyed?
I just can't believe what I'm hearing. Like, the amount of begrudgers pointing fingers at, like, I know we're not talking about that woman, but that woman, like, who has them children and is in a position where she had to go to a guard station and sleep there. But to anyone that has more than two kids, that's their prerogative. They're allowed to have as many kids as they want.
But not, Sarah, when And I just described it a moment ago, career parents. And you know women like this, and men, but women primarily we see, having child after child and never working a day in their lives.
Adrian, I work and I get taxed €700 a month. I pay rent. I pay over €1,000. You wouldn't even want to know what I pay in rent. And I haven't got kids because I can't afford them. But that's my choice. That's where I live.
But and that's fine, Sarah, and that's very responsible of you and everything else. But there are people who go ahead and have those kids anyway, and they can't afford them.
No, but Adrian, what I'm trying to say is that the fellow who texted in, Nathan, or whatever his name was saying, our taxpayers' money is not supporting these families. Our taxpayers' money is supporting Leo Varadkar and his pals living in multi-million-dollar houses. That's where our taxpayers...
Hang on, Sarah. Sorry, I have to hold you up on this. Our Taoiseach lives not in a multi-million euro house. He lives in a house that he bought with a 100% mortgage 10 years ago. So before he was even anything.
And where does all his pals live? Where does all his rich landlords live that are putting people out on the streets? All his rich pals that are landlords and own loads of houses and are up on rent. €2,000 I saw the other day for a one-bedroom cottage in Ringsend. Who owns them houses? Who's getting that money? The reality is of it, Adrian, is that 40 years ago, 20 years ago, people could have loads of kids and no one pointed fingers, and you could get a house where you wanted. And that
Sarah, do you not think that when it comes to lone parents' allowance and to children's allowance and everything else, that there should be a cut-off point? Like, if you have more than three kids, you're not going to get any more money.
No, because then what happens to the kids? It's not the kids' fault. How does the
so then it continues to be financially beneficial to have more and more children.
But it also is financially demanding having more and more children, so that matches.
Okay, good. Stay there for a second. Stan, you're on Dublin's 98 FM. How are you, Stan?
That guy seems to have the answer. Just let them have kids and we'll just keep paying for them.
And that's really what you're saying, Sarah.
What I'm saying
Come on, Sarah, that's what you're saying, Sarah. Sarah, that's exactly what you're telling us, that you can have as many kids as you want and it doesn't matter whether you've ever done a thing in your life. And we, as yourself, you said, a taxpayer, will just keep paying for them. Do you know if I gave up work now, and this is what you have me on, I'd be €73 a week better off if I gave up work now and went on the dole. And we worked it out with all my entitlements. I come out with just over the €650 a week, and yet if I walked out of work, I come out with more. So where's that? Where's the sense in that? Should I just get my missus knocked up now another couple of times and we get another couple of £100 a month? And Adrian, your maths were wrong. You've done them on the monthly basis. That's a weekly basis. A monthly basis,
no, sorry,
you get 140 a child at the end of every month. So you should get, they get the money on a Thursday,
yeah,
which is the 38, 39 per child, plus the 190, plus all that. And then at the end of the month, you get the children's allowance, which is what? I think it's 140 now a child, 140
is, yeah,
a child now. So, I mean, that's a
lot
of money.
Okay, so, Stan, what is the answer here? Do we just cut off, not give any extra money? Over what? Over what level? Where do you cut it off?
I do it after too. I mean, okay, but he can have one mistake. But as you said, career parents now, you've contributed and you've worked, okay, and you've fallen hard times. That's what it's there for. That's what we all pay in for. We've all had to use it. But come on, we're reading the stories. We're seeing these people on the news all the time. The ages of them, they're having five and six.
But the argument,
kids,
the argument here, Stan, is that
they've never worked. That's the killer. These people have never put a penny into the coffers and take everything out.
But what I'm asking you is, after two children, you would not give any extra money in both children's allowance and in social welfare?
No, and see these women that won't put father's names on the birth cert, don't give me that shit, don't know who they are. No, you don't put a father's name on it, you don't get any money because he should pay. I pay for every one of my kids, I'm separated like yourself. I pay for every one of my kids. And it's only fair.
Sarah, you don't agree, Sarah, with having any sort of a cut-off point?
It's not that I don't...
No.
Cut off, but
Oh, sorry, we're after losing Sarah there. Sorry about that, Sarah. We've lost you. Stan, thank you for your call. Sarah, thank you for your call. Thank you, all of you, for your calls. You're listening to 98 FM's Dublin Talks.
The sound of the city.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.
with Adrian Kennedy.